Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, this way that's being recorded.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth
Jacobson.
And we are excited to have you join us. We created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we have discussions on various topics and feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And we have our shows on 3 days a week, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. And Wednesdays are from 3 to 3:30, Fridays from 12 to 1, Sundays from 10 to 11. And this episode is brought to you by Marie Langley. She is an intuitive reader and a realtor with Century 21. You can reach her at 651-303-0555. And she is taking sessions for readings, as Beth Jacobson is also part of this episode, and I'm an intuitive reader, I would say energetic therapist and spiritual teacher. You can reach me at 651-941-36, and I am taking sessions for today and for next weekend, and I have a little, I have a couple slots left open. So anytime that you want to connect with us, you can come on to divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com for our blog. You can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, and we'd love to hear your feedback and any insight, or if you have any recommendations of shows that you would like for us to talk about. You can download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed button and on our Blog Talk Radio page. And you can also, when you're on Facebook, we would love for you to go on to Divine Goddess Radio and like our page. We're trying to get up to 100 people. So welcome, everybody. Good morning to this beautiful Sunday. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, everyone. And, I'm sure over the many shows you've heard us talk about angels and what the angels can do for you. So what we decided to do today was specifically talk about archangels and who the archangels are and what they represent and what they can do for you. And so if you don't know, you know, there's a hierarchy of angels. And the archangels specifically, they oversee other angels. And so they are, in a manner of speaking, the manager. So they manage specialized functions. They clear away fear, they protect humans, and they heal. So you'll see different places. You know, you might see them in the Bible. They're mentioned in the Bible. A lot of religions will talk about archangels. Some will say there are four. Some, you know, say we'll talk about seven. Some say there's an infinite number. But I think we're going to go through about 15 of them today. So we'll talk about who they are and then, like I said, what they represent and what they can do for you. So let's start with the first one, and that is Archangel Ariel. And Ariel's name means lion or lioness of God. And this archangel is often associated with lions. So when Ariel is near you, you might begin to see references or maybe have visions of lions around you. And Ariel is also associated with the wind. So when Ariel is around, you may feel or hear the wind as a sign from her. Ariel also oversees the sprites, which are angels in nature associated with water. And sprites are similar to fairies, and their purpose is to maintain healthy environments near oceans or lakes or rivers. And Archangel Ariel can contact you to help with this mission of purifying and protecting the water. So if you're someone who's very drawn to that kind of work, then Archangel Ariel is most likely your archangel who is assisting you with that purpose. And Ariel is also involved with healing and protecting in regards to animals, fish, and birds. So if you say you're out walking and you find an injured bird, you can call upon Ariel to help with that, you know, help with the healing. And Ariel will work with Archangel Raphael to heal any animals in need. So remember, Ariel helps with divine magic, environmentalism, especially concerning the water, manifestation, and wild animals, fish, and birds, the healing and protecting of. And I think Beth is going to talk about which chakras are associated with Ariel and colors.
Ariel will be with, believe it or not, she is with our feet chakras. And there is not a color. I haven't seen a color with the feet because it depends on. But her color. She has presented herself to me in different colors. She tends to bring in, and I don't know if it's because of whatever you're needing at that time. She's one of my guides, though, also, so I have a different relationship with her than what other people can have with her. I will feel her presence. She'll bring in this big pink heart. It's majestic. That's the best way to describe it, and it has gold surrounding it. And then I see her bringing it up through my my feet. But she said, right now she's coming in with me, and she goes, I will use a rainbow of colors. So I don't know if she carries a specific one, because with me, I see her with many. And in the books that I've read, I haven't seen the color that she carries. She carries a lot of gold with her. Her vibration is shifting and changing just like everybody else's. But, I mean, she's spectacular. So when you're not feeling grounded or you're wanting to be reconnected, you know, with the earth, if you're feeling really flighty, you're feeling out of your body, it would be her that you could call upon and ask her to help with the grounding and help you feel connected to your physical body. So she can come in a variety of different colors. Like right now, she's presenting herself to me in pink. And she's saying, I can use the rainbow colors. So it's like to give a specific color. Right now it's white. It depends on what it is. So that's just what I'm getting with. And other archangels will carry specific colors, but she'll carry the rainbow. But that does make sense because our connection with the earth right now, it's shifting. So right now it would make sense that she's using the new colors of the 144 color spectrum. So they're really healthy, vibrant colors. They went from third dimensional colors to fourth dimension, and now they're fifth dimensional. And the colors are different than what they are in the third dimension. So she's using more of the rainbow colors right now. Again, I can only speak from my experience. So that's my experience with Ariel.
Okay.
She's fantastic, people, fantastic.
All right, so our next archangel is Azrael, and his name means whom God helps. And his role is primarily to help people cross over to heaven at the time of physical death. So he helps to comfort people prior to their passing, and he makes sure that they don't suffer during death, and then helps them assimilate on the other side. He also surrounds grieving family members with healing energy and divine light to help them cope and thrive. And so he is a really good archangel to call upon, you know, if you've lost someone and you're looking for support and comfort, Archangel Azrael. Yeah. So, and he also works with grief counselors. So grief counselors will use him a lot to call upon to help, you know, shield their client's pain. And you can also ask Azrael to help your departed loved one and to meet him or her in heaven to help him guide over. So he is really a source of quiet comfort and strength. So, again, he helps with comforting the dying and the grieving, crossing over the newly deceased person's soul, grief counseling, support for the grieving in material, spiritual, and emotional ways. So if anybody listening out there, you know, is in that situation or maybe has lost a loved one and you're looking for that comfort, call upon Archangel Azrael.
And also remember there's parts of us, old aspects and personalities of us that are dying because they're no longer what we're needing, mm-hmm. you know, for this new time period. So just so you know, when you're going, oh, I don't need it for grief, believe it or not, there's parts of us that will grieve the old parts that need to go away now because they're no longer serving our higher purpose or our highest and best good. So.
Right, and this period, especially through September 22nd, a lot of people are going through ending of relationships.
Yes.
It's a big one. I mean, this is a big time period for that. So if you've ended a relationship and you're going through your grieving process, call upon Archangel Azrael. He's a good one to help you.
And they're really big right now, you guys. There are a lot of people, and we just had a conversation. Marie and I were at a Renaissance Festival yesterday, and we were meeting people to where a lot of people, and even my experience has been you're feeling really disconnected right now, but the energies are really thick right now, and they are sending us signs and symbols to let us know they're with us. So they are with us. They're even bigger than what you think they are. And all you have to do is call on them, and you can ask for a specific sign. You can be specific, so that way you know. And I have specific signs that they give to me mm-hmm. without even having to ask. They know me well enough to where they're going, Beth, that yes, this is us. So,
yeah, it was kind of cool. And we were walking into the festival. I looked down, and I saw a little angel wing on the ground. And I'm like, wow, how nice that you're with us. That's wonderful. So the next archangel is Archangel Chamuel. And his name is He Who Sees God or He Who Seeks God. And Chamuel is usually on the list of the seven core archangels, and he's considered a powerful leader in the angelic hierarchy known as the powers. And the powers are angels who oversee protection of the world from fearful and lower energies. So kind of imagine them as like, you know, when you go to a bar and you see a bouncer, they are the bouncers of the world. So they turn away or they try to, well, they actually turn away anybody who might want to overtake in like a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're fearful about world events, call upon Chamuel for comfort, protection, and intervention. And he also protects our personal world too. So he helps us seek out important parts of our lives, such as love relationships, our friends, careers, lost items, if we've lost items, or, you know, our life purpose. And he helps to work with us to help build strong foundations for our relationships and careers. Archangel Chamuel is very loving and very sweet, and you'll know he's with you when you feel butterflies in your stomach and a pleasant tingling in your body. Oh, that's interesting. I felt that, and I didn't realize that was Chamuel.
Oh, yeah. You know, and Chamuel, I'm sorry, are you finished or are you still reading?
Oh, I was just going to recap what he helps with.
Okay.
Career, life purpose, and lost items, helping to find those. Building and strengthening relationships. Seeking out your soulmate. And world peace.
And he also helps with our own self-love and nurturing so that we can give back to others also. Because if we can't do it for ourselves, we have a hard time of giving to others. And then we are out of balance with the giving and the receiving. So he also helps with that. And he also helps us with unconditional. He helps us with our self-interest. So when we're trying to figure out who we are, what am I interested in, what are my passions, all you have to do is call upon him because he's associated with the heart chakra. He's big with the heart chakra. His color is pink, and it is a very vibrant, healthy, beautiful pink. And, like, he's right here right now. And I see this beautiful, they're sending in lots of love, but it's really cool because I had really cool experiences today. So anyways, he is the element of air. He helps you with developing higher emotions. And he also, guess what parts of the body that he works with us on? Heart, our shoulders, our lungs, our arms, our hands, and our skin. And he can help with any part of our bodies that any part of our body that is rejected or judged unlovable or unlovingly.
Oh.
He will help you release that. Isn't that absolutely amazing?
Oh, that's cool.
I'm just having some clarity as I'm reading, as I'm going through this right now. I'm like, oh, he can also help you ease physical tension and psychosomatic illnesses. Tension. He can also help you with clearing disease. Again, people, we have the power of healing ourselves. Can't say that enough. And he also helps us with our mental associations. He helps us build our self-esteem, our self-confidence. He can help dissolve quickly. You'd be amazed if you call on him. He's a very fast angel because what are we going into? We are in a heart centered time period, you guys. So he's right here with us. It's like, Chamuel, please take this from me. All you have to do is give him permission, and he'll take it. He'll take it. So he'll remove and dissolve all those negative emotions and the low self-worth, the self-loathing, any selfishness, and it will. He'll help you ignite your inner happiness by showing you unique talents and abilities that help you nurture your attributes and values that you have within that you're unaware of. He's really, and he helps with like self-destructive behavior. God, I need to call on him more. Compulsive behavior. And he can help you guys, believe it or not, he can help stop with depression. I forget that, and I should know that as a energy worker. Mm. You forget this until you're sitting here looking at this going, oh, my gosh, I forgot all the stuff that he does. But he is huge right now, huge in the world right now, because people are really needing
it. Yeah, the way the world is right now, I think if more people called out to him, I think we could, you know, that would help in our strive towards world peace. And he also reads your thoughts, so you can call him. Mentally.
Yep.
Call upon him mentally.
And guess what, people? For those of you who are waiting for your soulmate, he helps you attract your soulmate by helping you with your innermost thoughts and your feelings so that they stay high vibrational, you know, because you want to attract the best. But if you're going to attract the best, do you think your partner wants the best also? So those of you who are going, I'm doing all my stuff, what's happening? Just so you know, you're not there yet. Doesn't mean you're not doing your work. But don't you want the best? And if you want the best, you have to. Your partner deserves.
Now I know who I'm calling on.
Yep.
I'm gonna have to ask him tonight before I go to bed. All right, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. What am I still waiting for? And let's see if he responds in my dreams.
That's right. He's a fantastic archangel. Fantastic.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's go on to Archangel Gabriel, which her name means God is my strength. Did you know that Archangel Gabriel is female?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that because of the name Gabriel, which is a masculine name, you know, that they name boys. But Gabriel became known as the messenger angel. And Gabriel's role continues in this world because she helps both parents and human messengers. So in the first role, Gabriel guides hopeful parents towards child conception or through adopting children. And she gives strength and courage to parents and helps moms-to-be stay centered in their faith so that they can be the best towards their babies. And Gabriel's second role, she helps anyone whose life purpose involves art or communication. So you can call upon Gabriel for help or guidance if you're an actor, artist, author, dancer, journalist, musician, reporter, singing star, you know, anyone involved in arts and communications. And Gabriel will help open doors to help you express your talent in a big way. She also acts as a coach, and she inspires and motivates artists and communicators and helps them to overcome any fear. Gabriel has really been known as a powerful and strong archangel. And if you call upon her, you find yourself being pushed into action, which can lead to beneficial results. So think of Gabriel as an archangel of action. And if you are, you know, in that field or you're looking to expand your family and you're having difficulties, call upon Archangel Gabriel and she can help you with those.
And she carries the orange ray as of right now, and their colors are shifting. And before I explain this anymore, you guys, just so you know, the angels, archangels, they do not come in sexual. They do not have male or female. It's the energies that they carry, because if you really saw them for who they are energy, and they're beautiful energy, but they present themselves in human form just so we can wrap our brain around it. But when you see them in their true form, they're just energy. But it's the energies that they carry, because there are some that are the fighters. They're here to be the ones who there's roles. But anyway, she's the orange, and she is in the sacral chakra. And she is the element of water, and she helps with balance and expressing vitality, creativity, and originality. And she's associated with, dun, 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 the lower back, which a lot of us are experiencing right now, then our lower intestines, our abdomen, and our kidneys. And our kidneys is where we carry fear, you guys. So she governs that whole adrenal function. She helps us, she aids us in digestion. So I'll have to remember to call on her going, hello. But she also helps us with bronchitis, asthma. So those of you who are having lung problems, she would be the one that you would call upon to help with, you know, releasing what it's, what's stored in there. It's because it's lifetimes of stuff. She helps us during menopause. She helps us with balancing our hormones. She aids in fertility, as you said before. She can help us with our motivation. She can help balance our body levels, the energies. And the sacral chakra, you guys don't realize, is probably one, besides the heart. The heart is the most important chakra, because without that, you guys, we're not here. We need that heart chakra. But the sacral chakra is where, that's where our vitality comes from. That's where a lot of our well-being comes from. That's where our creative energy comes from. Think about it, you guys, women especially. This is where we create from. That's where, that's the area. That and the root chakra is where our fallopian tubes and ovaries are, our uterus. It's all in that area. The sacral chakra is very, very important. And a lot of us, it's really mucked up and yucky right now. We're getting rid of that old yucky stuff because we're becoming co-creators of our life now. So, Gian unlocks deadlock processes, and she helps those of you, because I've heard a lot of people say that and say this, so I'm just saying what she helps us with. Anybody who is constipated, but she has to do with the intestines and the colon area. So think about that, and that's where, guess what, that's where all of our, excuse my expression for lack of a word, that's where all of our shit is stored up, literally. So it's helping when you're having problems in that area. What is it that you're holding on to? Ask her to help you with releasing whatever it is that you need to
release.
Kidney
stones, too. If anybody suffers from kidney stones, that's a big one. Mm-hmm. That's where your fear.
Yep. And she also, she's the one, you guys, when you're going, God, I don't feel creative. I just feel, and for those of you who have been really creative and all of a sudden you just feel blocked, she's the one you want to call upon, and she'll help get the creative energy juices flowing in. She helps us come into being more optimistic when you're being really pessimistic. Mm-hmm. So it's like, man, I am not seeing with love. She can help you change that perspective. And that's not anything that I'm reading. She's coming in right now going, Beth, let's start saying some more stuff.
She's coming in to me. I'm getting messages galore, and I'm getting epiphanies going, oh, yeah.
And she helps us feel and receive pleasure, you guys, because how many of us are not receiving pleasure? And there's more than just, you know, the physical pleasure. There's just pleasures of what's out in the world. And being able to look at life with love and light. And she can help bring more joyfulness into our life. So how many of us need to be calling on her right now?
Right. And just because you meet, if you meet someone by the name of Gabriel, don't assume that they are archangel worthy. So, no, I was just, it's interesting. If you do ever meet anyone with the name of an angel, and, you know, examine the relationship after, because literally I'm sitting here and getting epiphanies. I've had two long-term relationships, and both are the names of archangels.
Right.
And now as we're talking about it, I'm going, oh, this was my lesson. Oh, this is what it was about. Oh, yes.
What those looks are for that you're looking at me. I'm like, what are
I'm
those
literally,
looks for?
And she's laughing. She's standing here laughing going, now you get it. Now you see why you went through those things, because those are what I'm associated with. And I helped you get over your fear and helped you with your creativity. So she's just standing here smiling and laughing going, get it? I got it.
And you guys, just so you know, the archangels, they're very big. I mean, the healing angels are probably the biggest I've ever seen. They're huge. They're ginormous. But the archangels, just because they're in charge of a lot of stuff, they're the ones, I would say they're the taskmasters, making sure everybody's doing their stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's what their purpose is. So,
yeah.
Okay, so let's get on to the next one, Archangel Haniel. And Archangel Haniel's name means glory of God or grace of God. And Haniel helps us recover
the lost secrets of natural healing remedies, especially those that harness the moon's energy in potions, powders, and crystals. Haniel also helps us enjoy more grace in our lives. So if you want to add more beauty or harmony and the company of wonderful friends to your life, call upon Haniel. This archangel will also help you stay poised and centered before and during any important events, such as a speech or a performance or a job interview or even a first date. So Archangel Haniel has a moon goddess energy, very etheric, quiet, patient, and mystical. Haniel's wisdom comes from many eons of experience in working with humans. And it is a female, in case you're wondering. She is a female. So remember, she helps with grace. She helps bring it into our lives. She helps with healing abilities. So healers, people who are healers, you can call on Archangel Haniel. Moon energy, she helps with poise and also with psychic abilities, especially clairvoyance. So if you are, you know, someone who wants to, you know, maybe like a lot of us are feeling disconnected, as Beth said. So if you are someone who is in like a reader or you're having issues with your clairvoyance, call on Archangel Haniel. She'll help you with that.
Oh, my God. I'm sitting here just with my mouth open because I've been talking to Marie going, the turquoise color. Have I not said that? How many times? This is the color that this angel carries is turquoise.
Oh.
And guess what? It's the focus is self-expression through higher feelings, emotions, and soul expressions.
Oh,
and that's why I'm having these phenomenal things that I, oh, energetically, oh, my
Lord.
Oh,
that's interesting because
over the
last couple of years, I am so drawn to turquoise,
yes.
teal-colored clothes,
yes.
and that's all I buy. And I'm going, why the heck is my closet getting
yes.
full of?
And guess what she's wearing today? She's wearing turquoise. And Haniel is associated with the thymus, also known as the witness point and the higher heart chakra, which absolutely makes, I'm having epiphanies going ding, 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 ding.
Well, because that's what we've been talking about lately is the higher heart chakra is really coming, is really here.
Oh.
So she's here big time.
Oh, and get this, just because of the experience I had before I came here today, oh, phenomenal. Just the stuff that I've been experiencing, helping me with the clear perceptions. And I was telling you about the beings that came in this morning, and I was seeing glasses and all that. And here, right here, the clear perceptions. Okay, it doesn't make sense to anybody else, but I'm like, oh, my Lord. They help this angel, this archangel, helps us fulfill, you guys, our soul mission, which is to praise, honor, love, and reunite with God, creator, source, whoever, whatever name you use, by using and trusting your own great God connectedness. This will inspire others. As you use it, others are going to be inspired by you. This archangel will help guide you through visions, personal revelations, which we're having many of them right now going, Lord, hallelujah, and angelic coincidences. And also this archangel is the protector of our soul. That's why it is big, and now I'm seeing this big turquoise heart around me going, and now I'm hearing. And then just so you know, again, they don't come in male or female. Depends on whose books you read, they'll say, but I see both energies. And you're getting it from the female perspective. I'm hearing it from the gentle masculine perspective who is saying, I'm protecting your soul. So it's providing me, Haniel is providing me with a virtue of determination, supplying me with energy that's required to fulfill, you know, the reason that I came here because I'm stepping into it. Also, the physical attributes that this archangel is with is the thymus, your throat, also acts on your respiratory problems, reactivates your sluggish immune system. If you're somebody who's getting sick a lot, this is the angel, archangel you'd want to call upon. Also helps with fatigue. I have everybody come in with that. Oh, this is the one I'm going to have to ask. Weight problems, weight issues, allergies, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, sore throat, stiff neck, asthma, tension headaches, nervous complaints, and dizziness. And those are just to name a few, you guys. These archangels are not just stuck with just the certain ones that we're reading to you. They will help with all that. And also, they'll help you, she will help you with the emotional mental association that brings you emotional freedom, that gives you inner strength and confidence, will help calm your nerves if you're an anxious individual. Use this color. Bring this turquoise in because it's a natural tranquilizer. It can help ease you, calm you down. And also bring balance, did I say that, to your emotions, help center you. Ease panic attacks. Oh, I'm hearing that. That's a big color to be calling on, this Archangel Haniel, for those of you who have panic attacks right now and anxiety attacks, which a lot of people are experiencing that, right? And also promotes heartfelt communication. Oh, love, 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 love. Big time with me. Cool.
Yeah.
Helps widen your spiritual horizon, overcome your obstacles, even in the darkest of moments. Holy cow, has this angel been with me?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting
because
for people listening out there too, if you're you know, experiencing a lot of these things and you're not, say you're saying, okay, well, how do I know which archangel is around me? Hopefully these descriptions are helping you because, you know, if you're seeing things in a consistent way, or you're seeing certain things over and over and over, then this is the archangel that's with you. And both Beth and I are also having epiphanies too. So hopefully this is helping a lot of people out there as well.
Well, I know they're always with me. I forget to call on them specifically because I see them all the time. I have to learn not to take everything for granted. That's one of my biggest lessons is. And being able to specifically say thank you for doing this, so-and-so, thank you for doing that, so-and-so, and not just lump them all together because it's like all of us. We want to be recognized. We want to be witnessed. We want to be acknowledged for the gifts that we bring individually. So it's like that's the epiphany I'm getting going. You guys, I'm sorry I just lump you all together because I know you all have your own personality. So it's like that's what I'm getting out of today. And also, what was I going to say? I'll continue on because I just had a brain gas, so I just forgot what I was going to say.
All right. So the next archangel is Jeremiel, and he's also known as Remiel. In case you've heard that one, I've heard Remiel before. His name means mercy of God, and he's also one of the seven core archangels. He is an archangel of prophetic visions, and he also helps newly crossed over souls review their lives. And this is a service that he will work with the living as well. So if you'd like to take an inventory of your life up until now, so that you can make positive adjustments, call upon Jeremiel. And he will help you fearlessly assess your history and learn from your prior experiences so that you're even stronger and more centered in love in the future. So he can help with clairvoyance and prophetic visions, life reviews and making life changes, and also with psychic dreams, including their interpretation. So if you are having any fears or worries about your future and you know, the future of the world, you can call upon him and he can help you. He can provide the prophetic visions to give you guidance to help you create your, you know, the highest and best future that you have for you. Do you have anything, or should I go on to the next one? Okay. The next one is Archangel Jophiel. And Jophiel's name means beauty of God. And she is known as the patron of artists. She's the archangel of art and beauty. And she helps us metaphysically and physically. So she will help us think beautiful thoughts. She helps us to see and appreciate the beauty around us. And from that, we can create, manifest, and attract more beauty into our lives. So, as you know, beautiful thoughts lead to beautiful outcomes. In the physical world, she helps us with artistic projects and illuminates our creative spark. She gives us ideas and the energy to carry out artistic ventures. And she also helps us create beauty in our surroundings, like at home or at work and in our relationship. She's the one who helps us slow down and smell the roses. She's very uplifting. She's very fun to have around, and a very, very pleasant archangel. So she helps us with artistic projects and artists, beautiful thoughts, interior decorating, and slowing down from a hectic pace.
And Jophiel's mean means beauty of God. I'm sorry. As I'm sitting here off in my own zone. Focus is wisdom, and the chakra that Jophiel works with is the solar plexus, the element of fire. And that brings in the balance expressed as logical thought process, confidence, and goal manifestations. And did you say that's where joy comes from?
Yeah,
solar plexus.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So with that, the physical associations would be the pancreas, the solar plexus, the stomach area, the liver, the gallbladder, spleen, the middle stomach, the nervous system, digestive system, and skin. It's like I'm reading this, but reading it to myself. Also helps fortify and brightens and tones, stimulates and reinforces energy, strengthens weak body processes, helps break down cellulite. We have to go on that one more. Removes toxins, renews you, just completely renews you, and the auric field as well. Can help with anybody who is needing help with arthritis, joint stiffness, those who are having
a hard time with the weather now, being mobile.
Oh, gosh,
yeah.
People,
if you have arthritis, she's a great one to call on.
A great one, I'm telling you. And also she helps with mental agility, learning enhancements, intellectual stimulants, helps you with concentration, brings stable, uplifting energies to you, freedom, laughter, and joy, helps you increase your self-control. I'm going to have to call on her a little bit more. Raises self-esteem, brings feelings of total well-being, stimulates conversation. So those of you who have a hard time with talking with other individuals, just try this out. Do it as a challenge for yourself.
Yeah, if you're in a social setting and you're shy, try calling upon her before you enter the situation and during the situation.
Because she helps you with shyness.
She does.
That's one of the things that helps you with. She helps you with shyness because she gives you courage, self-confidence. She prevents any mental confusion. Boy, do I really need to be calling on her. And also, she helps bring soul illumination. She strengthens your connection with the higher self, your guides, your angels. And she helps you assist you in recovering soul fragments that have become detached because of illnesses or depression. So she is a phenomenal, oh, my Lord, you're going to absolutely die when I say this, Marie. She is associated with citrine.
Oh, I just bought a citrine yesterday.
Both you and Kelly, a friend of ours, was attracted, so guess what? So she's big right now, and you guys are really needing it. So she brings in the best quality anything to do with, because her color is like an orange yellow moving through to pale gold, and that's what I would say citrine would be like. Wouldn't you say that's more like a pale gold?
Well, yeah, depending on the intensity of the stone, but it can be pale gold to like a darker gold.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She helps you bring a fresh approach to life. So isn't that what everybody's needing
now
and wanting right now?
Absolutely.
She'll bring back, enhancement and pleasure. She'll help us experience more pleasure and build connection for you to be aligned to your higher self. Through the multitude of dimensions that we're going through right now. It's crazy, the stuff that's going on there. She is viewed as helping us with the cosmic ladder.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Because I bought that business card holder, too, in the gold color. So, I was very attracted to that.
Oh, and if you're needing, creativity, she can help boost that also. So you can call upon her for the creativity, even though she's in the solar plexus. But remember, they're all in connection with each other. She's sister brother with Hanuel. So that's, she's fantastic. Thank you,
awesome.
Jophiel.
Well, thanks for being with me yesterday.
Thank you, everybody, so far.
All right, so our next archangel is Metatron.
Oh, cool.
And
he's a stud. Stud.
And Metatron, he has kind of an unusual name, and he has an uncommon origin. He is one of only two archangels who were once a mortal man who walked upon the earth. So there is, you know, speculation about where his name comes from and, you know, who he was. But he's been called the Angel of the Presence. He's the youngest of the archangels since his creation occurred after the other archangels. And he has been said that he walked with God and that he retained his God-given purity when he walked on earth.
He's the archangel of all archangels, you guys. He's the head honcho, just so you know.
Yeah. So he is a fiery, energetic angel who works tirelessly to help earth's inhabitants. He acts as an intermediary between heaven and earth, since he's had experience, quite a lot of experience, being both a human and an angel. So he helps us understand heaven's perspective and he teaches us how to work with the angelic realm.
Yeah.
He also has a special place in his heart for children, especially those who are spiritually gifted. So he's very concerned with kids who are labeled as ADD or ADHD. He helps parents, educators, scientists, and other healthcare professionals find natural alternatives to Ritalin and other medications.
Good for you, Metatron.
Yeah. And Metatron also helps newly crossed over children adjust and helps living children love themselves and be more focused. And he also helps children become spiritually aware and to accept and refine their spiritual gifts. His energy is very strong and highly focused, like a laser beam. He's very motivational. He will encourage you to overcome procrastination and to take bold steps forward. He's also philosophical and can help you understand things like other people's motivations for action and why different situations occur. So, you know, he's a very, very interesting archangel. And so he helps with ADD or ADHD, children's issues, record keeping and organization, spiritual understanding, and writing. So, you know, if you have a child who is gifted, or if, you know, you're having a child that may have been labeled ADD or ADHD, call upon Archangel Metatron. He's a good one to help you with that.
And Archangel Metatron is the eighth chakra. He is the soul star. He carries the white light, the brilliance of that white light. And his focus is on spiritual evolution, enlightenment, and the light body activation and ascension. And that's huge because that is what we are going through, my friends. That is what we are going through. I had to run upstairs and get another phone. So anyways, let me see here. He helps us with our information that's related to our soul to be able to activate it, to have access to it. He also is associated with helping us restore the vibrancy of all of the body parts of us. He is the cure-all. Oh, that's fine. And he's it's very versatile and harmonizing in all the rays, the white. The white is all the colors put together. Emotional mental associations, he helps cleanses and balances the emotions. He helps us with having inner peace and tranquility. He allows us to wipe our slate clean. So again, I know I said on a few shows in the past, where I was just challenging anybody who's made choices in their life to where they're going, oh, I will never be forgiven. You can have a clean slate if today's the day that you choose to start a different life to be of light. Doesn't matter what you just did yesterday, no matter what it was. choose to have the slate clean.
And call upon him to help you do that.
You guys don't realize how powerful he is. He helps dissolve emotional debris. He refines the emotions. It does not matter if the humans can forgive. It's a higher realm that's working on the forgiveness for what one individual has done. I mean, and then it comes down. I mean, for those who think they've done horrific things to where it can't ever be forgiven, it's like, yes, when it comes from your heart to where you want to be forgiven, it will be forgiven. You call on him, and he, since he's the closest to God, creator, source, whoever you choose to call, he can put a word in. They can feel if it's genuine, if it's coming from you, if you've learned your life lessons, you want to turn your life around, this is the archangel that you would ask for help. He also works in multi-dimensional ranges. He brings spiritual growth to those who choose to use it. He can also prepare your physical third-dimensional chakras, which are now fourth and fifth. There are still people in the third, but I would say a good portion of us are in the fourth and the fifth. We might vasculate back and forth. As we're changing, as long as we stay out of the drama and the chaos. But he corresponds with the state of awareness for spiritual enlightenment. And, yes, but he, this brilliant white light, you guys, I can't even tell you because the white represents spirituality. So the more you see this white coming into you, it is also him bringing you, helping you see who it is that you are, this bright light. Because when you are able to truly see yourself with your soul connection, you guys don't even realize how bright of a light that you are. You just have to remember you've been dulled down by your life experiences. So you've been mucked up and yucked up. But the dark is being brought to the surface and the light is right there underneath.
Yep.
So I can't tell you enough when I tell you, you are light. Even though you don't feel light, you are so bright, you don't even realize how bright you are.
Well, and always look for that little, even in your darkest moment, there's always a tiny piece of light poking through.
Yes.
And if you focus on that, then the light starts to grow and overtake the dark.
Well, you know what? And what you can end up doing, because we're not going to get through all of these archangels, we're going to have to continue on Wednesday, I think. Because
right.
We don't want to do a zippity tour of zipping through it. And we gave you some major, major stuff just for today to go with. But also on that same night, you guys, for whatever reason, I have to focus on this. Those of you who are feeling really dark right now, go in, and if you can go in through a meditation, go into that area that you're really feeling dark and really heavy, and ask for the light to come and shine through, and you might have to focus on it for a little bit, but you're going to see a little glimmer there. Let that little glimmer call upon the gold, or call upon, you can call upon Archangel Michael, one of the archangels that we called on, or you can call on the rainbow spectrum of the 144 color spectrum to come in, and all those colors can go onto that light and chip away at that dark. That means all these different healing modalities that those colors carry can go into that dark and start dissolving it. And that's a good way. And then
call Metatron.
Yep, and call on Metatron or whoever, whichever, if it's Chamuel that you were called to for the love, to come in as you're doing it. Just remember, you don't have to be afraid, because when you're dissolving this, feelings and emotions can come up with. And that's why a lot of people haven't dealt with their stuff. I don't want to feel it. I felt it once. I don't want to feel it again. Doesn't mean you have to be in it, but let it come up so it can be, so you can finally say goodbye to it. So, but Metatron will get you through anything, you guys. He is an awesome angel. And if those of you, and I just had this conversation, Archangel Michael is one of my archangels, but he's been really busy with the lower energy.
So he's next, so we'll talk about him next.
I was going to say, because a lot of people are saying, what happened to Archangel Michael? Well, you know what? When you're at a point where you don't need him like you used to, he's still there, but he's got lower energies to deal with right now, you guys. He's still there, so we want to send him love and light, because it's tough where he's at right now.
Right.
It's really dark where he's at, and he'll check on us periodically. But we're going to talk more about him because he's an awesome protector.
Right.
Awesome protector.
So let's jump into Archangel Michael. And his name means he who is like God, or he who looks like God. And you'll notice that in pictures. He's very, he's usually blonde, blue-eyed, and very calm, godly-looking. So he's a very, very beautiful archangel. He is a leader among the archangels. He's in charge of the order of angels known as the Virtues. And he oversees the light worker's life purpose. His chief function is to rid the earth and its inhabitants of the toxins associated with fear. So the humans whom he enlists and works with are called light workers, and Michael asks them to perform spiritual teaching and healing work on a professional or casual basis. he, as I said, is very tall and handsome, and he usually carries a sword, which he uses to release us from the snare of fear. When he's around you, you may see sparkles or flashes of bright blue or purple light. He's a very fiery energy, and his presence can make you sweat just because of all the energy he carries. Any women who are going, you know, when you're kind of in that menopause phase and you're feeling lots and lots of hot flashes, go within yourself and see, you know, if you're seeing any sparkles of blue or purple, it could be Michael coming in and giving you those little hot flashes. Michael also has an incredible knack for fixing things, like any electrical or mechanical, such as computers or printers, phones, plumbing, anything that breaks down. Call upon Michael and ask him for his help, because I've read lots of stories where he's come in and helped people. You know, he's a big one, too.
He's good with cars.
He's very good with cars, but he's also good with helping to avert tragedies. So, say, you know, I've read a lot of stories where people have been driving, and they've been in a situation where they see an accident coming on, and they've called out to Michael, and he's completely averted the situation for them.
I'm one of them. I've had him help me.
Yeah, very, very, very strong archangel. And he helps guides and directs those who feel lost or stuck with respect to their life purpose or career path. He can stimulate the unmotivated or fearful into action. And he also provides clear guidance about which step to take next. So he helps with commitment and dedication to one's beliefs, courage, direction, energy and vitality, all aspects of life purpose, motivation, protection, space clearing, spirit releasement, and worthiness and increased self-esteem.
Oh, look at that. He's coming in right now. And the color that he carries, you guys, is like a sapphire blue. He also works with the solar plexus also, so he can carry his main vibration. Seriously, color is the like the sun yellow, but he carries that of the blue also. He has multiple jobs. When he comes around, then you know there's some stuff that's coming in because he's the warrior of the archangels. That's why he carries the sword. So it's like, Michael, I don't need you. I don't need you, because then I know what energies are going to be coming in. So anyways, love him though. But he helps us with our communication, and his element is of the ether world. He balances expressed so that we are easy to we can express ourselves with communication more easily with ourselves and towards others on all levels. He also is the commander-in-chief of all the archangels. The top dog is Metatron, but then Michael is like second in charge, and he's like the director of, you need to do this, you need to do that. His energy is also associated with empowerment and the development of the throat and the third eye chakra. The blue that he carries represents the power and the will of God, Creator, Source, as well as the powers of faith. Ooh, isn't that interesting? I'm having a self-awareness right here, right at the moment. Protection and truth. And he also is associated with the throat, the thyroid, the parathyroid, the upper lung, oh, that makes sense, the jaw, the base of the skull, and body weight. He also helps with soothing us, restraining us, inhibits and calms, like hot conditions, again, the menopause stuff, reduces fevers as well as sickness too, regulates hyperactivity, inflammatory and derailing processes. He helps bring clarity and serenity. He eases ear and throat infections. He'll help us with our easing stiff necks and our stiff neck attitudes. And when you have a stiff neck, you guys, that has to do with rigidity in the way that you're viewing things. So when you have a stiff neck going, what is that about? It doesn't mean it's on a conscious note, just so you know. There could be subconscious things that are going on. He'll help with, you call on him, he'll help with the natural pain reliever. He lowers high blood pressure. He can help lower your heart rate if it's going too fast. He can help calm your central nervous system, reduce stress. He's good for those who are terminally ill, because, man, do you feel safe with, when he's in the room. He'll also help you combat fear of speaking the divine truth. He'll help calm your mind. He'll help you think more clearly and bring out inner peace and detach from the worldly concerns. Get out of the drama and the chaos, even though he can bring it in. You want to, you have to say, Mike, leave that, or excuse me, he doesn't like Mike. Michael, please leave that at the door. And he'll help inspire you to become a seeker of truth and of hidden knowledge. He's the blue ray, represents the power and the will of God, Creator Source. Carries the power of faith and protection so that we can develop and surrender with our ego, surrender the ego to the higher will of God, Creator Source, so that we can be used for the purpose that we came here, to get our jobs done. Because so many of us get derailed and are sidetracked. He's one that will help us bring focus again. So those of you, again, if he was in your life big time and you're going, oh, my God, where's he at now? Just remember, he is the one. He's one of the major ones because he's one of the few of the archangels that can go into that lower energy. A lot of them are going, they can't go there because they can't get out of it. But he's one of them that can go there, again, because he's one of the few that carries a sword. It's him and another one, I can't remember. There's only two that carry swords because they're there to do battles, and you don't want to be in that energy.
Well, and he's out there right now anyway because of what we're going through in the world.
And you want to send him love.
Yeah.
Because he needs as much help as he gives to us.
Right. So send him love because he is, I mean, I see him. I mean, his sword is going.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going nonstop. So he's battling it for us. So we have to send him the support, too. As much as we need his support, we've got to send him the support. And if you have little kids who are scared at night, you know, when they're trying to go to sleep, Archangel Michael, teach your kids to call on him and to help, you know, protect them while they're going to sleep. A lot of kids can actually see Archangel Michael, and they'll see him at the foot of their bed holding a sword if they call upon him. So he's a really good one. I mean, I do. You know, I'm an adult, and there are some times when I'm sleeping, I can sometimes feel an energy coming in that I don't want to have around me, and I will call him. Lately, though, I've seen him come in, but then he'll say, okay, I have to go, but I'm leaving you with an army of angels, and then I can see the angels, and I feel protected. So, but, yeah, he's a great one to call on, an absolute great one to call on in any time of distress. He's there for you.
And here's just two things I'm going to leave with you. How much time do we have left?
We have a couple minutes.
A couple minutes?
Yeah.
Here it's with healing. Let go of the woundedness that separates you from your wholeness and restore the balance of your true nature. And also do this through self-reflection because it's an opportunity to acknowledge and honor your truth. So give voice to your genuineness and share your authenticity with those around you. So those are some things that you can reflect on. If you're looking at what do I need to do for today, get your little journal out or your tape recorder and start looking at healing and honesty, just the two things that I just said, so that you can bring in more harmony. So listen to the highest rhythm of all the elements and bring them into concert with your essential nature. So you want to conduct your life accordingly. So to do that, then call upon some of these angels. You can also get onto the internet. You have people, there's information on, you can get onto the internet to do research on everything and see what all, if you forget what we said, and you forget about doing this podcast, remember this. Go onto the internet and look up these angels so you know who it is that you can call upon. For every chakra, we have a different angel.
And if you're listening to this and forgetting them, that means you listen to us. So remember, it's here on the podcast.
It's like if you're forgetting to do the podcast, but you remember, they said to go. And
yeah.
So you're remembering to go and do research on the internet. Or the archangels is what I meant to say.
And, you know, we're going to continue on. We've got a few of the archangels left that we want to go through. So we're going to continue this on Wednesday, Stress Master Show from 3 to 3:30. So if you want to join us then, we'll finish up the rest of the archangels. And we hope that we gave you some good tips on, you know, who they are and what they can do for you and how you can call upon them. And also how to recognize when they're around you. I think people, they talk about it, but they don't understand, you know, who is with them at what time. And by recognizing, you know, some of the signs that can help you then say, oh, wow, thank you for being with me. And then you can recognize them and call out to them. So I guess we'll leave you and we'll catch up with you on Wednesday at 3 p.m. So have a great rest of the day, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
We send you love and light. Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.